The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
There's a video circulating of a young man. I don't know how it was put up out there, but you know, going to school and they were laughing at his shoes, right? Children laughing at his shoes, people getting kicks off of his shoes, and you know, nobody wants to see their child on the on the internet, all this kind of thing with, you know, people laughing at the shoes. No parent, no one has seen that. But as parents, you're doing the possibly best you could, right? Possibly best you could to send your children to school. I mean, there are people who came from humble beginnings. I remember when people used to talk about how they used to go to school barefoot, bare feet, in slippers. You know, I don't know if people used to laugh at you all back then in those days, but it's not a nice thing at all. We have on the line right now the mother of the boy, right? Let's say good afternoon. Good afternoon, miss.
Good afternoon.
All right, miss. What's your name?
Lisha Peters.
Miss Peters. So tell us a little bit about the situation with your son and how that video got up there on the internet.
He was in school, so he knew all the situation that took place.
Okay.
So I'm put him on to talk.
He there? Oh, he's there. All right.
Yeah, he
was. All right, let me talk to him there.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello, young man. What's your name?
Keston.
Keston. How old are you, Keston?
14.
What school do you go to?
Barataria.
Barataria. That would be senior. Come. Barataria Secondary, yeah. All right, so how who just take that video and put it up on, put it up there on the internet like that?
Form 5.
Oh, somebody in Form 5. What form are you in?
Form 1.
You're in Form 1, so you now start, you know, secondary school. And some form 5 over the phone put it up there. And how did you feel? How you felt when you saw it out there?
I feel sad because I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah, you didn't expect that to happen at all.
No.
And your shoes, and of course, what primary school you went to?
Santa Rosa.
And do you know what that you have an intention of what you want to be, what you want to do? You know?
What do you mean?
Oh, in terms of work, when you leave school, you have any passion, any dreams of what you want to do, where you want to be?
Oh, I want to be a welder.
Want to be a welder, okay. All right. So, what it is right now, it is, well, I'm sure, yeah, well, I saw a story of how, you know, how you live in conditions and stuff, you know. I know it might be the best, but at least you're going to school, you know, to educate yourself. You're not on the streets, you're not on the block. Yeah, you sound like a decent youth. Yeah? Am I correct? You want to go to school to learn? Of course, you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
How many?
I have one brother and one sister, and that's me.
Ah, one brother, yeah, three, okay. All right, so in terms of what size shoes do you wear?
Size 9 and a half.
And if you were to pick a shoe, what kind of shoe you'll pick? Like, you know? Okay, what kind of shoe you'd like?
A black.
Well, a black shoe, but you want a Nike, Adidas, what kind of shoe you like?
Nike.
You want a Nike, a black Nike. Well, I am assuring you that you're going to get a VIN number here, you'll get a black Nike. And I'm sure that some people reach out, anybody reach out to you or anything?
Yeah, that's real. From 5 God, I was going. I will tell you this story.
Yeah, tell me the story.
All right. When I was in class, Listen,
yeah.
Alright. When I was in class and I was coming downstairs and I see the form 5, the big darky boy. And when I come and pass them, they tell me stop. And they say, let me see these shoes. Let me take a picture. And he called me. So I walk. So they walk and he called me. And the two other form 5, they raise up. They raise up the pants to see the whole thing.
Raise up your pants.
And then after, they start videotaping. And then I walk around trying to move my camera, but the camera suddenly follow me.
Okay, and then then after a while, somebody might be sending it to you and say, but look, that is not you with your shoes on the internet and on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that was real bad. So what did it, you think they did it to ridicule you, to make joke of you, or did it because, you know, they want to get help for you?
They just want to get help for me.
Oh, they wanted to get help for you, so they're trying to help you. All right, so. Well, they could have helped you. Well, they could have done it in a different way. They could have gone to the principal and say, listen, we want to help this boy in Form 1. Let's see if we could have a little raffle, a little something, a little fundraiser, and buy our shoes. As buy our shoes, they didn't have to put you out there like that. What do you think?
They're just so wicked.
They're wicked?
Yes.
Ah, you said they're wicked. But anyway, sometimes what, you know, some good comes out of some things, you know? So I'm sure you're going to get more than our shoes. You're going to get some help, and maybe your family might get some help too. Let me talk back to your mom.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, mommy. So, a video was also posted. Well, I see it's been taken down. A video was also posted of, you know, you live living conditions, where you living. So, what do you work? What do you do?
Well, I home.
Oh, you home. And what does that? Did your father run? What does daddy do?
Daddy do welding.
Oh, he does welding. So, the boy want to be a welder like his father. You see how fathers could influence, you know, their sons and things. The boy say he want to be a welder just like his father. So, where you all live presently?
In Arima.
Arima. All right. In terms of you know where you're living, if you could get some assistance to get a better place, something, would you like that?
Yes, no problem.
Right. Okay. So you see, if we could get some. But I'm sure I had some people got your number out there. Your number was posted as well too. Has anybody called you? Anybody from community development or anybody, any MP, town council or anything?
A lady came this morning early, and she took pictures of the place and something.
Okay, where's she from? She said where she was from?
Where's from inside by me?
What's that?
She from inside by me.
Oh, from inside by you? Okay.
Yeah, well, she's not the counselor.
Not the counselor.
Another lady.
Well, it would be nice if your counselor, your MP, since you're living in Arima, if Penelope Beck herself could visit you or something. We're calling out, you know, all those people in Arima, influential people in Arima, to go and visit, you know, this lady, right? So, but the story's out there. So I know it has some good people in Trinidad and Tobago, and we'll try to get some help for you, some new shoes for your son, anything. But besides the shoes for your son, anything else he needs? What about books? So besides the shoes and thing, he have all his books and thing?
All those stuff gone out already.
All that stuff gone out. So
yes,
watch me.
I've been getting calls since yesterday to this morning.
Right. All right, so you have all his books and things. So you make sure you buy books. He may be in the best of shoes to go to school with, but you make sure you have his books and his uniform. Very important, right?
Yeah.
That's parents, man. Well, miss, I want to thank you for taking the call. And, you know, look out for a call from me personally, and we'll try to see how we could help you, right? My name is Bass.
No problem.
All right, thank you very much.
God bless you.
All right, bless you too.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.